Hoopball Podcast listeners, are you a fantasy expert and want to write or podcast for Hoopball? Do you have aspirations of covering a team? Are you a master of sales and want to earn some cash on the phones? Well, we've got good news. Hoopball's recruiting. If you think you have what it takes, hit us up at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or by emailing teamhoopball at hoop-ball.com. Again, that's at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or emailing teamhoopball at hoop-ball.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoop Ballers, welcome back. It is I, Lars Withenbank, back with another installment of the Pelican Scoop, a Hoop Bowl presentation. We're back again. No guest today. We've been spoiled the last few weeks, and we've had someone just about every week. But this week it's just me. I'm flying solo. But on the plus side, we're going to be talking basketball. So if you're as keen as I am to talk about the Pels, well, listen in, and we've got a huge show actually. We're going to break down the second and third scrimmage, the first game against the Nuggets and then the second against the Bucks. Both great games, and the Pels performed very, very well. It's also game day. The season's back. The bubble has worked for now, touch wood. We've had no positive coronavirus tests or results, so we're happy with that. Zion Williamson is out of quarantine. So he had left the bubble for family reasons, and I think it all sorted itself out. He then returned to Orlando bubble. He got to quarantine for 4 days, and now he's out and he's back training with the team, and he should be ready and raring. I'm not sure if he'll start. I assume he would. I think he's pretty keen to get into it, but from all reports, he's ready and raring, and he's looking in the best shape of his career, albeit very short career to date. But we're excited for a bit of Zion action. You'd anticipate that the starting lineup would be something like Lonzo, Drew, B.I., Zion, and Derek Favors. However, they've been running a few different combos throughout the scrimmages that we'll get to. A little bit later on, we talk about that. Firstly, a bit of news. The Black Lives Matter messages have been selected by the players. The Pels have opted to put them on the back of their jerseys. A quick rundown as to what each player will have on their back for the games. So for the scrimmages, they won't have... the resumption games, the seeding games, I guess they are. There won't be the actual last names on there. There will only be the message, and they'll be auctioned off to then go and support the movement, which I think is fantastic. And what a great incentive by the NBA to show their support to the cause, which is fantastic. So Sindarius Thornwell, Black Lives Matter; Lonzo Ball, equality; Jackson Hayes has equality; Etwan Moore will have equality; Jahlil Okafor will have equality; Brandon Ingram, freedom; Kendrick Williams will have I Can't Breathe; Derek Favors, listen to us; Frank Jackson, peace; Zion Williamson, peace; Darius Miller will have power to the people; Zylan Cheatham, say their names. Josh Hart, say their names. Drew Holiday, say their names. Jay Reddick, say their names. And Nicola Melli is going to have the Italian word for equality. I'm not even going to try to pronounce that, but if you speak Italian, he's going to have equality on his back. And Nikhil Alexander Walker is going to have vote. So great incentive from the guys to do that and stand by it. There may also be a kneeling, protest, a peaceful protest at the start of the game where they'll take a knee for the national anthem. But again, it's all conjecture until we see what happens out there. And I think the teams and the league are fully supporting what's going to happen in terms of all of the unrest that's been over in the US at the moment and all over the world in light of the Black Lives Matter movement. So good on them for taking a stand, and we look forward to seeing a whole heap of that. And that will open the whole season. The resumption season, I guess. It has a bit of a backtrack. Every team that is there's 22 out of the 30, are going to be playing 8 resumption seeding games, which will then determine the playoffs. In the East, there's the 8 playoff teams that were ranked there at the start of the hiatus, and then there is the Washington Wizards, who were also invited to go there to have a crack at getting in. Statistically, they can still get in. I mean, it's unlikely with no Beal and no Davis Bertans attending, but we'll see what happens with those guys in the East. Over in the West, there was a couple of extra teams. The Pelicans was one of them. That's why we're still going. There's also Portland were there. The Kings, the Suns, and the Spurs were all invited as well, along with the 8 ranked teams in, or playoff teams to date. So pretty exciting. Everyone's backing in the Pelicans as a bit of a favorite to get in there. We're chasing down Memphis. If we can trigger a play-in tournament, which basically is a home-and-home game, except it's all played in the bubble, against the Memphis Grizzlies to trigger that 8 spot, and whoever wins those games goes in. I mean, Memphis are healthy for the most part. They lost Justice Winslow, but otherwise we're going to be chasing them down and having to play some pretty tough basketball against some pretty good sides. Having a look at the schedule, we play the Utah Jazz first up, so that's today. So that's 5:30 p.m. Central Time. You'll be able to see it on Fox Sports New Orleans and on TNT. Over in Australia, it'll be on ESPN, so we're looking forward to that. Then we play an away game against the Clippers on Saturday, August 1. Again, ESPN, Fox Sports New Orleans, it'll be played. You can listen to it on the radio at ESPN 100.3 FM. That's 5 p.m. Central Time on the 1st of August. Then we play Memphis. Home game, August 3, 5:30 p.m. Central Time. Again, broadcast is the same. Then we play the Sacramento Kings, August 6, 12:30 p.m. Central Time. So an earlier game. Lunchtime game, which we're not mad about. We'll play basketball whenever. Not worried about it. Broadcast will be Fox Sports New Orleans, and then NBA TV and the radio as well. Home game, Friday, the August the 7th against the Wizards. So that's 7 p.m. Central. And that's only on Fox Sports New Orleans. I don't know if it's going to be nationally broadcast. It might be on NBA TV. Probably not in the US, but in Australia, more than likely, we tend to get all of the games, which is phenomenal. We play the Spurs then, Sunday, August 9, 2 p.m. Central Time. And that's on Fox Sports New Orleans and ABC, ESPN 100.3 FM. And then we got a couple of away games, and they're away games, which means all the branding is the other team, but otherwise you're playing on the same court. We got the Kings, Tuesday, August 11, 8 p.m. Central. Fox Sports New Orleans, TNT, ESPN 100.3 FM. And then we play the Magic, Thursday, August 13. The time is actually to be determined, so it hasn't been decided yet. Fox Sports New Orleans is going to broadcast it. And that's our 8. That's the games. So I think we could win nearly all of these. You know, Jazz is going to be a test, but they've had some issues with the coronavirus, and they've got Bogdan Bogdanovic out. You know, the Clippers are a tough side, but are they going to play at full strength? You know, they're going to be protecting themselves to play in the actual playoffs. Memphis, we've given them a touch-up all the way throughout the year. But again, no one knows what's going to happen in this. And I actually spoke with David Williams from Hoopball Grizz a couple of, a couple of weeks ago now, about this resumption and what he thinks. And he was of the same opinion that this is going to be pretty hard fought. I don't know if any of them is a landslide. It's going to be pretty tough to see how this all shapes out and who could get in. You know, the Kings are a sneaky bet. They've had a few injuries as well, though. So it'll be interesting to see how they play out. And Portland, they've got guys back. Yusuf Nurkic is back. They've got Zach Collins back as well. You know, a couple of big men who can set screens and look like they're in pretty good shape. So who knows how this is going to shape out. You know, the Pelicans are probably the deepest. And as we'll talk about coming up in the scrimmages, we're playing 11 deep and the guys are all contributing. So I don't think there's many teams out there that can do that. I might be a bit biased, but I'm excited to see this kick off. So tonight it is 5:30 p.m. Central Time against the Jazz. Tune in, support your pals. I'll be doing a show as soon as I can afterwards, and we'll get that up, and I'll do a bit of a game review, and we'll have a chat about that as well. Make sure you tweet me. I am Lyle Swithenbank, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter. This is Hoopball Pels, the Pelican Scoop, at Hoopball Pels on Twitter. Hoop-ball.com, and while I'm plugging everything, make sure you head over to that the homepage, because there is heaps going on over there. There's articles, there's all of the team shows are firing up. The DFS today is coming back if you like a bit of fantasy. The daily fantasy is there. There's NBA fantasy tonight. That's there. Whatever show you could think of is there. There's a box score breakdown. Be watching that if you're doing a bit of fantasy basketball for a couple of resumption leagues. I'm in a couple. One of them is with a whole heap of other hoopball pros, so we're looking forward to seeing how that shapes up and who gets the bragging rights. I, for one, intend to lord over everyone, shall I, pull out a victory, but we'll see what happens in that. Reminder, head over to manscaped.com for 20% off if you use the code HOOPBALL20. So you get 20% off, you get free shipping, you can buy whatever you want from over there. The Lawnmower 3.0, fantastic shaver. It's got a little light on it, ceramic blade. It doesn't pinch. What more do you want? I don't know, but go and get one. Also, MyBookie has partnered with us again at Hoopball, mybookie.ag. So if you're going to have a punt, go and do it over there. They will sign you up and match your deposit 100%. I think there's a limit on that, so make sure you go and check it out. All the details over at Hoopball, hoop-ball.com. They've got deals going on over there. The whole new revamped website is phenomenal. So they've changed the forum up. You can get discounts on premium the more you comment. Make sure you head over there and have a look, because there's so much there. You can comment live into the articles, whatever you want to do. Guys have spent a whole heap of time. Make sure you head to Hoopball Instagram, at Hoopball Official, give that a like. Hoopball Facebook page, at Hoopball Hoops on Facebook. So you go have a look. You'll see me on there, Saturday Night Lyle. I do a live fantasy show every Sunday morning Australian time, or Saturday night over there in the US. So make sure you tune into that as well, and leave us some comments and some questions, because I'm happy to answer them live and free as always. Now, anyway, you've heard enough of me plugging stuff. Let's get into the scrimmages. So, we played the Nuggets. They had 8 players available in the first game, which for them was unfortunate because there were no guards whatsoever in their lineup. So, they ran out of 5 big man starting lineup with Jokic running the point, or Nikola Jokic, however you want to say his name. We had Favors back in, but we had no BI and no Hart. Hart was out getting a minor tooth thing, and he was all right after that. But we started with Favors, Drew, JJ, Melly, and Lonzo. So pretty nice little starting lineup. Playing a bit smaller, a lot of floor spreading. Favors started really well. He followed a missed layup to begin the game. He had a big steal. Melly started hot. He hit a big three. There was heaps of good ball movement. That was something in the first quarter that I was really impressed with the ball movement. Holiday blocked. One of the bigger blokes here, I think it was Plumlee, who went up. Didn't get the rebound, unfortunately. They followed, I think, Torrey Craig laid that back in after that. So, bit of a shame that we didn't secure the rebound. You know, we've talked about that all year, about the defensive play doesn't finish, but everyone was out of position because of the block, and that was pretty good. It was just 2 points. Lonzo, I love how he pushes the ball up and down the court. That was something that he really, really thrived on in this one. You know, unfortunately, sometimes he gets a bit of ahead of himself. He turns it over. But by pushing it, it actually found an open Melly. There was a big three. This was in the first quarter. And we were away. We were away very early. You know, JJ hit a big three. Drew was driving to the rack, as well as defending Jokic in the post. So, you know, this guy's, what, 6'11"? And he's playing on Drew, who's 6'2". So, and I don't know what. He's pretty strong, but he was doing pretty well. He's holding his own, and I think that was interesting to see that the point guard could hold his own against a big center. And I suppose he had to. You know, they had Bol Bol, who was all the hype after his first game, came out and started hot. He had a couple of big transition threes again, and he looked really good. Drew, a huge cross-court shot. He hit Lonzo, which was a big three. And we were away. We just looked really, really good. And that's something that you're happy with to see in these scrimmages, especially with guys like B.I., Hart, Zion out, guys that would demand the ball usually. It was pretty interesting to see. JJ, pump fake Bol Bol out in the wing. Unfortunately, he stepped in and that got blocked. This bloke, so long, 7'9" reach or something. He's yeah, absolute weapon. JJ, big double, passes out, smart, hits Drew with a three-pointer, and that forced a timeout. They were rattled, and I suppose when you got Mason Plumlee bringing the ball up the court, you're in a bit of strife because there's just no ball handlers whatsoever. The only guy they were running there was Daniels, who just kept getting fouled. He was fouled all the time. I think he had 5 fouls in the end, but he was not doing well. JJ drew a big charge on Bol Bol, who got ahead of himself. It was 11-0 run at that point in the first quarter. There was a big mismatch, Plumlee on Drew, and that resulted in a couple of shots for Plumlee. The fouls were killing us. The game went on for ages purely because of these fouls. You know, they got in foul trouble really early, and they were over the line. So the Nuggets are shooting free throws. In the second quarter, the Nuggets are shooting free throws from the 7th minute mark or something, which is just, you can't have that. This game, we were back to the 12 minutes, and it was the first time also that we saw the Pelicans' home ground, which has got the big won't bow down phrase splattered everywhere. It looks really good, and it felt like home court, but that's just me getting ahead of myself. Jumping back in, there was some really good ball movement at times, which I was happy with. Hustle, hustle, hustle. There was a bit where Lonzo jumped out of bounds, planted 1 foot, threw it back up, saves it to Drew. Drew hits, he pushes it, and then hits a trailing JJ who splashes a huge three. Unbelievable play. And it's just because you wanted the ball more. And, you know, you can't teach it. And these young blokes, they're looking fit, that's for sure. So we're happy with that. Favors was looking a bit gassed because I think the young blokes running him up and down the court was wearing him out. There was a few empty possessions, which he just had to run for. So, you know, he'll get his conditioning. This was his first game of the year. So we're not surprised that he was doing it tough. What we've got to be careful on in this as well was driving out too hard. There was a couple of instances where we overcommitted to these guys that are effectively centers by charging out to them on the perimeter, and they just go past you. They might make the shot or miss it, but unfortunately we got caught out a little bit. Jackson Hayes, Frank came in, and Etuan. As soon as they came in, there was a shift in energy. The guys didn't miss a step. They kept going. It was good patience. You know, Hayes hit a mid-range. That was next level. We saw a bit of post-passing out of Jackson Hayes, his development has come in leaps and bounds. I can't explain where this has come from, but he looks absolutely phenomenal. Patient. He looks like he's played a lot more basketball than he has. Bounce pass to Frank. There was a big three from that. One of my favorite moments of the whole night was Kenny Hustle fighting for the rebound. He'd come in, Kendrick Williams. Fought for a rebound that he had no business getting. He kicked it out to Etwan Moore, who drove in, gave him the show and go, 2008 Rondo-esque ball fake, and laid it in over the top of a couple of centers there, and that just looked awesome. Looked casual, but you know, that is a difficult shot for anyone to make. We had a bit of a show of Nikhil running the point, and I don't mind that at all. That guy's got to develop. He's looking confident. He was finding people. He was playing well. And again, he this was a game where he really dominated in different parts. And I think his totals in the end were pretty respectable. He played very, very well. Especially, there was a bit of criticism after his first scrimmage where he was overusing the ball. And on paper, I think he shot 6 of 15. But 3 or 4 of them, and they were talking about it in the commentary in this game, that a lot of them were forced end of shot clock shots, which you just don't want to take, but they also affect your stats. So otherwise, he's pretty efficient. So Kendrick Williams, a couple of more hustle plays. He took a big charge. Frank went to the rack. The Nuggets started playing this zone defense because their blokes were just getting blown apart man to man. And they continued to get blown apart as they played this zone. We just did what we wanted. We're hitting. Frank went up, he dunked about 3 in a row. At half time, we went in, oh no, quarter time, sorry, 33-20, so we're pretty happy with that. Went into the second quarter, Nor was throwing lobs to Frank, that was awesome, he got up there and dunked it. We started the quarter with Frank, we had Kenny Hustle, Drew, Nor, and Favors. So not a bad little lineup. I like them just playing the one center. I don't think we need to play Jackson alongside Favors. That's they can replace each other. It's good. Drew working hard as always. Couple of intercepts, quick hands. It's good. He's really handy. And there was a bit where he drove into the defense, kicked it out to Nikhil, who splashed a big three. And as soon as their defense collapsed, opened it right up. Phenomenal. I mean, I'm thinking back to it now. I mean, wow. Very, very impressive. Something else that I was really impressed with was Jackson Hayes getting to the foul line. He is so athletic that every time he gets the ball, and I think they said a stat that he leads centers or he's second in all centers of free throw percentage when he, in terms of his usage. So every time he goes and uses the ball, 74% of the time he's getting free throws out of it. Doesn't mean he makes them, but free throw attempts. So that was pretty impressive that he's doing that at such a young age. And he loves a free throw. That was something that was really starting to grind my gears, is the amount of free throws that the Nuggets got to take. Like I said, they got over the line early and we just sat there as they just walked up the court every time we fouled them, which was a pain. Big Jax, he tried to murder Vonleh in one instance. He went the two-handed dunk over the top of him, and Vonleh said, no, not today, son, and sent him back. But, yeah, he got a foul out of that again. That's him getting to the line. That's him using his athleticism. It's phenomenal. You know, we hit big threes in a row. We had Melly big three, JJ contested three. Jax Hustle took the steal, reverse layup from Etwan, 63-52 at the half. Quarter three, we let him have a three straight away. I think it was Torrey Craig in the corner. Nikhil started rushing with it a bit. He forced a shot that was a turnover. The Nuggets actually brought it back to six and we needed a timeout. Alvin Gentry just said, nah, let's have a second. Take a breath and we'll work it out. There was an instance after that that Nikhil came out, grabbed a massive rebound that he had no interest getting. We saw a bit of Sindarius Thornwell, who was a replacement player. He looks pretty handy himself. So we pushed it. He then bounced past to Jax. We saw a whole heap of assists from Sindaris in this one. He looks awesome as well. A guy that can definitely contribute, and I wouldn't be surprised if he gets a couple of minutes going forward. More fouls for Hayes. Big Jar came in. He looks solid, you know, in this one. He looked a little bit lethargic, but he was all right. I mean, I'm not mad about it. He was only playing spot minutes. About four plays in a row, Sindarius Thornwell got involved. So Jackson bounced past it to Thornwell. Thornwell bounced past to Cheatham. Zylan Cheatham is also an athletic beast, man. He had seven rebounds in this one. I think he only played 8 or 9 minutes. Was really, really good. Thornwell went to the rack after that. He drew a foul on the next play. Then he pulled up and hit another big three. So good. If you've got guys at the end of your bench that are willing and able to take those shots, well, I mean, you're laughing. Went into the quarter, at the end of the quarter, 85-75. New Orleans up again. In the last quarter, Jackson was fouled. He shot more free throws. That's Jackson Hayes. Frank, he threw it out of bounds at one point. I think he was just slippery hands or something. That's all right. You get that. Jackson Hayes, reverse scoop layup, changed hands in midair. This kid's a freak. He's so good. I think he is going to be an absolute beast in coming years. He was meant to have a redshirt year, and he's doing this now. I love it. The starters didn't come back on. I think we played pretty well. The bench all the way through from there. Good passing overall. We finished the game with an astounding win, which was 119-104. The key players in this who played well were Jackson Hayes had a remarkable 13-6 rebounds. Sindarius had 12. Zylan Cheatham had 14. You know, you got 21 from Nikhil Alexander Walker, along with 4 boards, 5 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. JJ Redick had 9 in 11 minutes. Lonzo had 3, 3, and 2. You know, he was just getting stuff done. Drew had 5, 2, 5 assists, 2 steals, and a block in 13 minutes. No one really played too many minutes. Frank Jackson was one of the highest. Him and Nikhil. Nikhil played 31 minutes. Frank Jackson, 28. He had 16, 1, and 4 assists. Sindarius actually had 12 points, 3 rebounds, 7 assists. That's how well he played. So, all in all, pretty good effort. Now, a little quicker recap of the third game, which was played on the 27th against the Bucks. It was a Bucks home game. Giannis came out really quick. We had the whole team back, and it seemed that we were going to run a more traditional lineup rather than the four guards that we'd been playing a bit. That game was very interesting to see, and it was obvious in the beginning that Giannis was going to be a bit of trouble for us. You know, throughout the game, we started really slow. The first quarter, we couldn't hit a barn door with a sniper rifle. We couldn't even get close to the bucket. We couldn't hit it at all. You know, Josh Hart then came on, started containing Giannis a bit more, and they started to settle in. There was Robin Lopez 3 at some point. I know Brooke's a good 3-point shooter, but I didn't realize Robin could shoot him as well. Very impressive, I thought. First quarter ended Milwaukee up by 9, 30-21. We were shooting 19% from 3, which in the first few games was like chalk and cheese. We absolutely dominated. So it was difficult, but to be able to keep touch and stay within 9, JJ Redick was 0-5 in that first half. In the second quarter, we dropped 29 on them. They dropped 23 and it was back on. We started clawing it back. Then JJ woke up. Third quarter, we dropped 40 points on them. They dropped 28. So again, they score a fair bit, but we torched them. JJ dropped 20 and a quarter. He could not miss. It didn't matter where he got the ball. It was going in. It was a 4-point play in there. It was phenomenal. Absolutely awesome. You know, Giannis ended up getting 30. You got a 30 piece, but JJ dropped 20 on him. In the last quarter, New Orleans stormed home. We had 34 on them again. They dropped 22. We ended up winning 124 to 103. So you're pretty happy with that with the result, especially when the guys were ramping up their minutes. Our starters were playing in the 20-minute range. For the most part, Derek Favors and Jackson Hayes sort of job-shared a bit. 17 minutes for Derek, 21 for Jackson. And, I mean, they even played, I think, a smaller ball at one point, and it might have had Melly at the centre as well. So it was a few different things they mixed up. Drew ended up with 14 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists and a steal. A very Drew-like stat line. Lonzo, 12, 5, 3 assists, 2 steal and a block. Melly had 8, 5 and 2 and a block. Ingram, 14, 3 and 3. Which is not bad at all. Favors didn't score, but he had 3 rebounds, a steal, assist, and a block. Jackson had 17 and 3. Frank Jackson had 16 and 1. And 1 assist as well. Nikhil played 20 minutes, only had 8, 3, 3, and 2 steals and a block. So he was a pretty solid stat line, well-rounded. But we had the JJ Redick off the bench with 20 points. He hit 4 of 7 3-pointers, which was very impressive, all of which came in the third quarter. I'm excited, guys. I am excited. We are playing real basketball in mere hours. I hope you're all keen. We're going to tear it up, guys. Tweet us if you want. I think I might put a pin in it. You know, I've rattled on. I've talked about our two scrimmages that we had, even though the Bucks one was a bit more brief. Went in depth in the first one. If you guys want to hear something or you want to want me to get someone on the show, just tweet me at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter, at HoopBallPels is the show. Guys, as always, I'm Lyle Swithenbank. This has been the Pelican Scoop. Go Pels, hashtag won't bow down. It's going to be a big win. I can smell the playoffs. We went 3-0 in the scrimmages. Let's go 1-0 in the resumption. Stay safe out there, everyone. Enjoy the basketball. I will speak to you soon. Lyle Swithenbank, Pelican Scoop. Bye for now. And that's all from me. Catch ya.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.